2:18 p.m. because of this. Donald Trump tweeting, Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution. Not saying stop it, he's tweeting out, encouraging them. Yes, is this the day of love? They want to ask, they're asking to bring out Pence so they can do what? They're trying to hang him. There's a gallows out there. Look, there's a gallows. There's a noose. Where did they get that noose idea? Isn't it interesting? Especially white people, let's be honest, always want to hang people. Anybody else get the notion? I've never heard a black person saying, I want to hang somebody. Right, let's be honest, have you? Why do they always want to hang people? What is with that? The history of lynching in this country? That's their comfort zone. Now, whose house? Our house. Why? The election was completely legitimate by every court in the land, including the highest court, which is the conservative court, the Supreme Court. And yet and still, Donald Trump and MAGA, Donald Trump is lying to MAGA, and they are buying it because they are what? Cultists. Dig, dug, whatever. No, I did not. Get your facts straight. You guys are so ignorant. People are so ignorant. The MAGA people are so ignorant about facts. And lately, not like Republicans in general, but especially the MAGA folks, you guys are just dumb. Now they're beating up police officers. This is Michael Fanone, officer. That's his body cam.
They're all walking over now through the tunnels.
Being beaten up. Had a heart attack. Samantha Pruitt says, white privilege being shown at its best, shaking my head. This is true.
We need to hold the doors of the Capitol.
Look at him. Oh, look, in a fight with a police officer, back the blue, MAGA, idiots, fighting police officers, yet they back the blue. It's all hypocrisy and lies. Oh, look how they're kicking this police officer's ass. Oh, my gosh, poor officer. So much anger and hate in their hearts. Why is that? Because they think that they should be what? Prioritized and be the preeminent voice. That is supremacy. And they are white. White supremacy. That's what this is. That's what Donald Trump is playing on. Their fears that they, just like anybody else, have to have an equal station in America. They want to be prioritized. Our house. Imagine the privilege of that. Imagine the entitlement of that. Now, because seriously, as I look at this, imagine if these were black and brown people. Now they're going into House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office.
So they want you to think. Capitol Police is going to start moving their resources inside.
Oh, did you see him throwing garbage cans at police officers? Now they want you to think, they want you to forget about this every year, but we're going to remind them every year of their own violence. And barbary. And how uncivil
with four members.
They act.
There's people.
Thank you, 32 Antoine.
No way out.
We have no way out. Officers were saying, I can't believe today Congress is going to certify the election of a president that was involved in an insurrection, asking for 11,780 votes, fake elector scheme, hasn't conceded to this day. Scary times. This is true.
It's up to us people now, the American people.
What are you ready to do?
One more time.
What are you ready to do?
And whatever it takes, I'll lay my life down if it takes.
That's how people have been brainwashed. Give me a little more volume, Andy, if you have it on the screen. We're coming in. Aren't these the people, F you, they're saying to police? Aren't these the people who say, hey, why didn't they just comply? Why aren't they complying with police officers here? It's hypocrisy. Why aren't they complying with police officers? You tell me. Because they don't think that they have to? Officer down. Do not forget about this, people.
Stations under that West Cherry door for backup.
Nothing but white supremacy. I can't watch again. Peggy McGeary, you have to watch.
They were peaceful people. These were great people.
Donald Trump, they're peaceful.
The crowd was unbelievable. And I mentioned the word love. The love in the air. I've never seen anything like it.
That, how could Trump look at this footage and still say that it was a day of peace? He's delusional. They're delusional. I agree with you. How?
Listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your radio receiving device, WRCT.org on your web receiving device. It is 7 o'clock. That means it is time for the radio calendar. Here are some things going on in our fair city. And by things, I mean roller skating, because the Pittsburgh Skate Night is happening on Saturday, January 18th at Vellum. Skates are available. They're first come, first serve. There's going to be a food truck. There's going to be a DJ. There's going to be adult beverages and games and skating. Bring socks if you're using their skates. Bring crash pads if you think you might need such a thing. Yeah. Saturday, January 18th at Vellum. You can stop by the Pittsburgh Banjo Club's regular rehearsal every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Founded in 1988. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club is an all-volunteer band and organization that uses banjos, trumpets, tubas, and bass to perform popular music from the 1920s and 1930s. The Pittsburgh Banjo Club rehearses at the Allegheny Elks Lodge number 339, which is located at 400 Cedar Avenue in Pittsburgh's North Side. Food and refreshments are available. You must make a reservation by Tuesday at 5 p.m. for each Wednesday event. You can do that by giving them a call at 412-321-1834. Other live music type things that you can listen to in our city. Tonight, you can catch Sweet Abyss at the Bantha Tea Bar. They're playing along with, I don't know how to say the name of this band. It's got too many V's in it. Along with Davis Galvin and DJ Furniture. Too many V's. Can't say too many V's. Silly Goose is playing at Preserving Underground along with Jigsaw Youth and Porters. The Strumbelinas will be at Mr. Small's Theater along with Wilderness. Alex Lambert is at Thunderbird along with Harper O'Neill. Government Center is hosting Tough Pills, once featuring Joe Paul and Ben Dumbald. Ben Chapman is at the Pittsburgh Winery. G Love and Special Sauce are at Thunderbird along with Ron Artis II. Let's see, the Andrew Kirk Trio will be at Con Alma. Lost my place. Fade DeFerro is playing at the Poetry Lounge along with New Great Lake. In Country and Ivana. Submachine, The Pissed, Ancient Torture, Dead Sky, and Grassy Knoll are all playing at the Shred's Shed. Yes, all those bands still exist. You should go. I believe Onion Maiden will be selling food at the show too, which is an even better reason to go. Even better, another reason to go, let's say. Blues Machine is playing at City of Asylum on Thursday night. I think that's everyone who is playing Thursday night. On Friday, Silverstein is at Stage A, along with Thursday and Split Chain. Pitter Patter is having an EP release show at Bottle Rocket, along with Tilt Controls, 957, and I Swallow Ghosts. King Vulture is at Government Center, along with Wave Spy, Trailing Iris, and In Limbo. Rebel Bucket will be at Mr. Small's, along with Hannah Mohan. Pittsburgh Winery is hosting Big Juss's birthday show, featuring the Steeltown Horns, Diesel Money, Zach Starr, DJ Bombastic, and special guests. Roboto Project is hosting an electronic music night featuring Static Wound, Millie Dread, Echohead, The Sex Knife, and Lefafa. Lefafa? Lefafa? I don't know where the accent goes there. Latecomer and F Yeah Dinosaurs are having a split record release show at Thunderbird with special guests Century 3. Every time I say the name of that band, I have to tamp down that whole damn car company or car salesman jingle. You know what I mean. On Saturday, Renaissance and Nailed Shut are playing at Preserving Underground, along with Slamwich, Earth, and Elsewhere. Roboto Project is hosting Ultra Deluxe and Battle Mode and Over the Weather and Frog Legs. Main Street Detour is having an album release show at the Funhouse at Mr. Small's on Saturday. They're playing along with Heading North, Crash, Nebula, and My Favorite Liar. Delay 77 is at the Government Center, along with Sad Bulldog and TV's Norm. Woodland Creatures are at Pittsburgh Winery, along with Laurel, Low Lives, and Alan Ghetto. Guitar Zach will be at Thunderbird, along with Regal Sweet. And Metamind is bringing Towa to the Squirrel Hill Sports Bar on Saturday, because there is not nearly enough gabber in Squirrel Hill. You know I'm right. Let's see. Next Tuesday, Nile and 6 Feet Under are coming to Preserving Underground, along with Psychroptic and Embryonic Autopsy. And I think we will wrap it up there. If you, your band, your artistic event, your social engagement, if you'd like to be included in our radio calendar, send us the details at least 2 weeks in advance. radio-calendar@wrct.org is the place to send that. While I am telling you things, I will ask you a thing. How can we grow vibrant communities? And then I will tell you the answer, because it's with trees. Tree-lined parkways and parks in every neighborhood encourage people to be healthy and active. Trees lift home values, sometimes sidewalks too, and decrease energy costs. Trees support stable jobs and boost business at local stores. This is all a message from the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and WRCT, where the T stands for tree. You know it does. If you are wondering what you are listening to, I can tell you right now that you are listening to LSZ. But if you're wondering in the future, you can go to our website, wrct.org, and find a playlist. This is LSZ.
this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always, because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
there. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, your favorite radio station. That was a band called Lowrider with a song called Into the Gray off of the not just split LP that they put out with Elephant Tree called The Long Forever, but the partially collaborative split LP they put out with Elephant Tree. We care about the details. Before that, you heard Broom with New Satter U. Fiori del Male off before that with a song title that I'm going to mispronounce, but I'm going for it anyway. I think it's called Lo Piango del No Morire. That's probably not correct. This is a reminder. There's a playlist at WRCT.org, and you can check for yourself. Before Fiori, you heard X Everything with a sermon in praise of corruption off of their album Slow Change Will Pull Us Apart that came out 2 years ago, I think. I don't know. Time is a blurry thing. Zahn before that with Amaranth. Kowloon Walled City before that with another corporate takeover. Nubivagant before that with The Great White Throne. And we started off with LSZ with a song called Abundance off of their Altar Celestine Inversions LP. So much stuff to tell you. This is obviously going to be one of those shows where I don't talk a whole lot. Yep. A reminder that WRCT is supported in part by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. They're located at 200 North Craig Street. They're open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. And if you or your lovely little bakery are interested in underwriting our radio station, send some email to pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. What else? You can help